Mike Bauer joins us, one of our national correspondents. We've been talking a lot about the Winter Olympics 2022 in Beijing. And, Mike, you know, a lot of people have said that maybe the Olympics should have been postponed for a lot of reasons. But your thoughts? I mean, it's been kind of an Olympics, which for the Americans, I don't know if you want to use the word sputtering or not, but some of the ratings are down. The conditions are not that great over there. We're hearing complaints from the athletes about this whole COVID-19 policy. You know, what are your thoughts on all this?
It could be a number of reasons as to why the ratings are definitively down, but they are. I mean, when you think about Olympic records, you're thinking about names like Simone Biles, Usain Bolt, Michael Phelps, but we've already got Winter Olympics records, and it's not a good record. The Friday opening ceremony drew 16 million viewers for NBC across TV and streaming. That is a record low. It's 43% lower than viewership for 2018's Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. So it's not even a, well, the time difference in a full day. Nope, South Korea was the exact same. So look, we're looking at a situation here where there just happens to be a number of reasons coming into play that not only the opening ceremony, but even the lead up to the Thursday ratings were a disaster. That was 7.7 million people tuning in, which is dramatically below the same night audience as going back to 2018, when you had 16 million people for that night before the opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics. Then you go back to 2014 in Russia and you had 20 million. So you're down to a third now of that audience that were there for Thursday's pre-opening night ceremonies. And this wasn't unexpected. The Olympics have been declining in television ratings for many years. The pandemic has exacerbated that trend. I mean, go back to the Tokyo Summer Games. Their opening ceremonies were down 36% compared to 2016. And a part of this is all coming down to the fact that, look, I watched some of the skating in the Olympics over the weekend. It was like watching a high-quality production of a skating event happening at my local ice arena.
Wow.
It was empty. There were no fans there. There was the music just echoing. It wasn't even like it was being absorbed by people in the building. It was just echoing throughout the building. It was awful to watch. And that's the same complaint we saw from the Summer Games, too, was that there weren't any fans in the stands. It made it less interesting to watch. So that combined with China actually being a part of the serious problem here, not just for their politics and the way that they're handling their own people in their country, but as you pointed out, the reports that we're getting out, 32 athletes right now currently being held in isolation in Beijing after testing positive for COVID. They put these athletes into what they call an isolation chamber, which in essence is an isolation hotel where athletes are locked away in small rooms with intermittent Wi-Fi. They're fed substandard food. I mean, just the pictures that we've seen on social media are horrendous. And they're prevented from training. And their average stay is a 7-day time frame. The Olympics is only 2 weeks. So I don't understand where you're going to be able to keep them for 7 days and expect that they're going to compete on some level. And that's just part of this closed loop, which is what China's drastic anti-COVID measures are. The closed loop is, in essence, the Olympic Village with chain link fence around it. That's how it works. And it's high stress. It's a near joyless experience for athletes as well as reporters. And that's a part of the issue here as well.